Welcome, everybody. Shir number 784, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, interesting concept I want to just talk about from the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos. It was Taka mentioned to me, but I see how the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos brings it down. Very interesting in reference to when we wash, right? So we eat the bread, right? So we eat the challah. We said you make the hamotzi. We spoke about how to do it. Now we said you have to make sure you swallow the first bite before. Now we're getting back to the bread aspect of it. In our siman again, Kuf Samach Zayin, going on the bread part of it. Till now we were talking about the last couple of shiurim in general, the bracha and the various different hefsekim. But now getting back to the bread, the challah, you make the hamotzi and you swallow. Fine, you swallow the first bite. But even more so, we quoted from the Mishabura, we saw, we spoke about last time, one should be careful to swallow a kezias before they actually do anything. Now, that's l'chatchil. If a person, they made the hamoitzi, they swallowed the first bite, fine. They have to talk out. You know, you could talk out if you have to. Now, it's better not to, but if you have to, you could talk out. Once you swallowed, so you swallowed. But it's important, if possible, one should be careful to try and swallow, to eat a kezias. You don't have to swallow it one time, but you have to at least try, one should be careful to eat a kezias. Now we're talking about specifically about the bread. The Piskei Tshuvos brings down three reasons. It could be even four, but at least three reasons why, and it's brought down whatever in the Mishabura, but why, what would the reasons be? In other words, what is it so important? If I eat something else, let's say I'm eating lakshin, I'm eating noodles, I'm eating whatever, something else, I make a baramina mazonas, I'm eating an apple, I make a eitz, right? Or I'm eating potato chips, I make a hadoma. There's no major importance to eat a kezias right away. You have to be careful to eat a kezias, bechtei achilas pras, under a 4-minute period, to be able to make the after bracha. But there's no major urgency to eat a kezias right away. There is a major emergency, sort of like to swallow before you talk out, but not as far as kezias. Now, when we're talking about bread, it's much more important to eat a kezias right away. Now, the first reason would be is there's actually four reasons, but the first reason would be why by bread more so than other things. But this would be by everything, and that is plain and simple that you want to make sure that you have the kezias to eat a kezias of bread bechdei achilas pras under a 4-minute period. Because if somebody just eats little tiny bits, small bits of bread, it could come out that they never ate a kezias under a 4-minute period, whereby you can't bench. So it becomes problematic. Okay, if one is not sure, then we say suffic deraisa, if they're full. I'm not going to get into the whole thing right now, but be it as it may, you want to make sure that you ate, especially when you're dealing with benching, which is a deraisa. Somebody ate a full meal, they're full. Benching is mamash a deraisa. So you want to make sure, number one, that you ate a kezias in the right amount of time, which is under a 4-minute period, even better, even under a 3-minute period. And then, like this, as we say, you're good to go as far as benching. And the after bracha. So that's number one. Number two, there's an interesting concept of what we spoke about in the past, many different halachas in reference to shinoi makom, changing one's place, right? And we spoke about the regular, somebody's drinking a coffee, shahakal, somebody's eating a hadama, somebody's eating ha'etz, whatever the case might be. Not mezonos and not hamotzi, but the various different brachas whereby you don't have to make the bracha achreina in its place, right? Hadama, ha'etz, shahakol. So then the concept of shinoi makom, in other words, if somebody left and they come back, they would have to remake the bracha. They left the house, they come back, they have to remake the bracha. Now, the same thing actually applies to bread if somebody did not eat a kezias. Let's say I made a hamoitzi and I just took a little piece of bread, less than a kezias, and now I left. So I went out of the building. You have a problem. That's part. Then the halachas of shinoi makom, whereby you would have to make over the bracha again, fall into play. So until you actually made, when we say that when a person eats a kezias of bread, when we say a person eats bread, right? So there's no shinoi makom. But that says once you ate a kezias, you now what we call in halacha, you establish your place. I ate a kezias of bread under a 4-minute period, right? Bechdei achilas pras. I now sort of establish the place. And there would be no problem of shinoi makom in case for whatever reason I go out. We're not going to get into those halachas. Again, we spoke about in the past, if somebody has to run out in the middle of a meal, what, when, and where. But be it as it may, I ate my kezias of bread under a 4-minute period. Now, the fact that I have to run out for whatever reason, I already established the place and I would not have to remake the bracha. So that's another reason why to make sure to eat the kazayas right away. Actually, that reason, I want to just read from the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos. He brings it down. Very, very important to get an understanding in this concept. He brings V'kosav HaMagad Avram. He says, it's on page Tof Lamed Hey, in Ois Yodalid, in our Simen Kof Samach Zayin, V'kosav HaMagad Avram, Shekol Zman Shaloi Ochel Kazayis Pas. As long as one did not eat a kazayis of bread under a 4-minute period, right? The Bechdei Achilles Pras, they didn't eat a kazayis of bread. Koidim Shiyatzim Mimakoymai, before they left their place, right? So then, dinoi kamei devarim she'ein tunim bracha lachareha b'makaymam. Then it would have a law. It would have a halacha like items she'ein tunim bracha lachareha. That like a halacha like items which she'ein tunim. Sharei ein klal chayiv bebracha achron. You don't she'ein tunim bracha lachareha b'makaymam. You don't have to make the after bracha in its place. Sharei ein klal chayiv bebracha achron. And there's no chayiv bracha achron at all. You don't have to bench. If somebody didn't eat a kazayis of bread, there's no bracha achron. You don't have to bench. So the whole concept of bracha achron doesn't apply. In other words, all the halachas of bread, whereby sometimes if somebody goes to eat in a different house and they have a mind, or whatever the case is, or there's no shinoi makom, you could go out, you could come in, you don't have to remake the bracha, and I start my meal here, I go somewhere else. We spoke about all that. I have it in mind when I wash, right? I have in mind to go eat somewhere else. All that would not apply because those halachas don't apply because once you did not eat the kazayas, it doesn't help. And even if you left the building, you went out, now you came back to your place, you would have to make another bracha lechatchila, afila mecheder lecheder, and even going from room to room lechatchila. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah spoke about that. If you have a mind, but the evidence is still good. Okay, but go be it as it may. Afim chazalim come yisarch levarach shuv. If somebody leaves the building, now they come back, you got to make a new bracha, right? Afim chazalim come yisarch levarach shuv. So then he says, and even not to go from room to room, if at all possible. One should be careful to eat right away a kazayas, and to eat a kazayas right away without even talking out, if it's possible, because why? He's going to go out before the person actually eats a kazayas, and then these problems come into play. Number one, not being able to make the after bracha. Number two, the questions of shinai makom, and so on. But there's a couple of more reasons. We'll go into them next year. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.